Welcome everyone to the to Rewind by Affinity Streaming Network. I am Contrell, joined today by Charles. How are you, Charlie?
Good. What's up?
Not too much. Today's movie is called Stargate, 1994.
Yep.
Starring Kurt Russell. And if you have not seen this movie, we will be spoiling it. So go watch it first and come on back and join us.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to ask you guys to follow us on our socials. All right. Stargate, 1994, 1 hour, 56 minutes, rated PG-13, directed by Roland Emmerich for Miramax. Debuted on October 28th, 1994, which was 28 years ago. And Charlie, you saw this movie in the theater at 2 years old, correct?
No, I didn't. Actually, I saw the show first. So the show came out in 1997. And I guess I remember seeing like the very first episode. My parents were like, oh, let's check this out. I think they wanted to watch it because it had Richard Dean Anderson in it, which at the time he was more well known for being MacGyver. So I think they must have found him and like, oh, let's check this show out. It'll be good. And I don't know. And then we started watching it like on like every Friday at like 8 o'clock or something like that.
So how far into the series did you get before you went back and watched the movie?
I don't know, like season 4 or 5. I didn't even know the movie existed. I mean, the show came out when I was like 5 years old. So nice. To me, that was like the whole thing, the beginning and end of that. And then I found out there's a movie. I was like, whoa, what the hell?
Nice. So do you remember when you first saw it? Do you remember, like, were you of age or were you still a kid when you saw it?
Oh, I was still a kid, yeah.
Okay.
Sometime in, like, middle school, maybe.
Oh, okay. And did you enjoy it the first time you watched it?
Yeah. It was just, I don't know. I was a huge fan of the show. I really liked it. I don't know. It was kind of something fun to watch. I was like, oh, look, there's more of it. But I do remember it felt like, weird because, like, I'd gotten used to, like, in the show, they changed some of the actors around. So I'd gotten used to those characters and then seeing it.
So was the show a continuation of the movie? Was it a retelling of? I've never seen the show, so.
Yeah, the show, like the first episode basically opens up more, like a year or two, or I don't remember, like a little bit of time after this one. Like they basically the show's premise is like, oh, it's not just, well, spoilers for the movie, it's not just Ra out there. There's like the other Egyptian gods are like, we're pretending to also be, are also aliens pretending to be gods, and they also have human slaves, and one of them pops through the Stargate and like kidnaps some people. So then they're like, hey, wait, what the hell? And so then they go back and bring back Jackson, and then the show kind of takes off from there.
All right, so maybe we need to go back and check that out on the Pilots by Affinity Streaming Podcast.
Yeah.
So the movie starts with this archaeologist, I guess, who digs up the Stargate, and he has a little girl with him who, if I'm not mistaken, just stole the necklace off a table.
Yeah, she just steals it. It's like, wait, she's like, later in the movie, she's like, oh, I found this. It's like, wait, no, you didn't find it. Someone else found it, and you just stole it.
You stole it off the table.
Look, it was a different time then. It was 1929.
It was 1929. You could just, like, take. Yeah, if you were the white person at that dig, you could just take whatever you wanted.
Yeah, it was theirs anyway. Like they were white. The people were Egyptians.
So. Yeah. So I guess at some point she decides she gets in with the military somehow, and they decide they want to figure out how to open up this Stargate.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. Yeah, it's like not explained well in the movie. Like I'm watching it now, and it's like, the show does so much legwork for the movie. It's like,
and how far after the movie was the show, though?
The show came out 97, so only 3 years.
So okay, a few years.
They probably started like the movie probably came out, and they probably started production like a year or two later, right?
Right. So they grab James Spader, who plays Daniel Jackson.
Man.
Who was highly annoying to me in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just something about him.
Yeah, you place it so, like, I don't know, distant. Like, he doesn't know what's going on, ever.
Yeah. And he was just annoying. I don't know. So, James Spader decides that he can figure out the thing. Well, I guess he takes the job to decipher the gate from the girl, from the stealing girl. And he's
just so smart that he figures it out in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, he figured it out in 2 weeks. And I guess the military, I guess they already know it's a portal to somewhere else.
That's a little weird. It's like, he like translates. It's like, oh, see, it's a Stargate. But then they're like, oh, we already knew that. Like,
yeah, that's why we have a bomb to go destroy the other side.
Yeah, like, it's a little confusing what they do and don't know. Right. Why didn't they just, I don't know, it's weird.
So they get their team together. They roll through Stargate. With French Stewart in tow, which really like threw me for a loop. French Stewart was one of the soldiers. He played Inspector Gadget in the second movie when Matthew Broderick didn't want to come back and do the sequel.
Oh, that's weird. I didn't even realize. As a kid, I don't think I even realized they were different people.
He was also in this show called Third Rock from the Sun with John Lithgow.
I remember show existing, but I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, that's all I could... Once I saw him, that's all I could think about was, like, French Stewart. Hey, it's French Stewart. Like, every time he was in the scene.
Well, like, speaking of that, it's like, every time I saw James Spader, like, I know he's been in other things, but I just think of him as Ultron.
That's right. Ultron, I guess The Blacklist is what I know him from. And then he was the bad guy in a bunch of 80s movies, right? Like, not a bad guy, but, like, the snotty rich kid who...
Oh, okay.
I feel like that was his, like, typecast in those John Hughes
movies. He's also in The Office. He was their boss for a little bit.
Yes, James Spader, very accomplished actor.
Yeah. You know you've made it when you appear in Stargate.
That's right. I want to mention the critics on this. So it was 62 critics. 70%, 76 audience, and a 6.0 on Film Affinity. Sci-fi is always better audience received than critics.
Yeah. So watching this, I was thinking, like, you know, it's not that great of a movie.
It wasn't that bad. I didn't have a problem. Yeah. I didn't like struggle with it. I've never my first time watching. I didn't struggle with it. I didn't understand how the Stargate worked, though. I just didn't understand that part.
Yeah, like I realized watching the movie, they don't explain it like literally at all. They just use it.
Yeah, and like,
it's like everyone in the show already knows how it works. They don't bother explaining it.
Yeah. Did it go into the past? Was it just another dimension?
I'm guessing. It goes to another planet.
Another planet. Oh, it was a whole other planet. Yeah. That was just...
Yeah. It's like a completely other planet.
But they were ahead of us in technology.
Yeah, these aliens that were pretending to be...
Oh, so they left Earth. Did they leave Earth and go to this other planet?
I think the way they explain in the movie is this guy, this alien, like, showed up on Earth and was like, hey, I'm your god now. And then he, like, took a bunch of people back to his planet.
I think
that's what they explain in the, how they explain it in the movie.
All right, I guess that...
That's how they explain it in the show, too, so...
All right. And here we... Kurt Russell also goes... He's a side movie, goes through the portal. Yeah. Who cuts his hair, I guess, right before he goes through the portal to make himself look more like a Marine.
Yeah. Kurt Russell was... He could have been more Kurt Russell. I don't know. Like, he's more fun in, like, other movies, and I wish he brought that to this. He felt kind of, like, dull and lifeless
a little bit. He was real serious in this movie. I mean, you know, he lost his son.
Yeah, it's supposed to be part of his character, but then they didn't go into that much. Like, they kind of... Like, you can see the seeds. Like, he's like, oh, there's that one kid who's, like, he's, like, connecting with on that planet.
Yeah, the kid he allows to smoke, but not touch the gun.
Yeah, that's like, it's like obviously supposed to be like a stand, like he's standing for like his son, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't really like go into that much. It's kind of there, but it's like very, I don't know, like they could have done this stuff a little bit more.
They don't bring it forward too much.
Yeah.
All right, so the Marines get there. with Jackson, of course, who's, and then something happens. They're stuck on the planet. They can't get back through the portal. And of course, we're waiting for the cute girl from the natives to fall in love with the guy from the other world, which happens in every movie.
Yeah, with the nerd.
Yeah, with the nerd. Is that the Little Mermaid syndrome? Is that what we call that? Like the
Little Mermaid syndrome.
Like she just falls, the foreign person falls in love with
the first guy she sees. The
first guy she sees, yeah, who's not from her same like tribe,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that was, I was waiting on that to happen. As soon as like I saw those people, I was like, oh, there's gonna be a cute one that falls for one of these guys. And the Black Marine, like, I don't remember seeing him die, but he was just wasn't around.
He was just gone.
He was just gone. I like missed him. He was there for a bit, and then I just missed his death completely.
Yeah,
so.
I guess he died when they hit him in the face or something, because he never showed up again.
Yeah, he was just like gone. He just like, wow.
Yeah, it was a little weird. I thought,
way to help my guy out.
They didn't even like mention him again. They weren't like, oh no.
Yeah, we lost Marines. They lost a couple Marines, and they were just like, oh well, let's go back home.
Yeah, no, they never even said that. They never even said, oh well. They were just like, I knew we'd make it back. Like, what about your guys who are missing? Go back, find them. Where are they? You just blew them up, probably.
So, I guess they teach the villagers how to shoot their guns in a couple days, and they convince them to go fight against Ra, who is played by Jay Davidson of what's that movie? The Crying Game theme. Have you seen The Crying Game?
No, I haven't.
Do you know anything about The Crying Game?
Not really, other than that is it supposed to be a good movie? I know it's supposed to be a serious movie.
I think it's a great movie. I haven't seen it in a few years.
Is it a serious movie?
It's a serious movie.
Okay.
But it's known for its like twist ending. So.
Ah, okay.
Well, so we'll have to put that on the list for you to check out for the first time, which would be hilarious. He was played by Jay Davidson. He was.
Yeah, I think he did a good job being.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. Yeah.
He's probably, I think he was the best part of this movie. He's like weird and creepy and. He really felt like a guy who's like, I'm the god here, you fuck off. Like,
yeah. I thought he was really good. Actually, I may be wrong on these percentages. I have 53% now, Rotten Tomatoes, and 73%.
Oh, is it changing as we speak?
I don't know where I got those other numbers from. But now just looking at the page, it says 53%. Critics, 73% audience.
The 53% I think fits better. It's kind of it's a real mixed bag.
No one. Yeah, I totally screwed that up. So apologize.
I think like watching it, it's like you can see. Well, you didn't watch the show, but I can see like a lot of the seeds that get like that grow into like the show, like the Ra being in, like the main thing. Like, oh, these gods are actually aliens, and they were like controlling people. Like, oh, that's a neat idea.
Yeah. And a small appearance by Demon Hansu, who's been in a lot of movies. He was one of the aliens that they killed. Oh. He was just in Guardians of the Galaxy. I think we watched. He was in a few. He was in Shazam, Fury of the Gods. I don't think we did that one.
I didn't see that one.
But and Eric Avari, who was like the leader of the people there. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Including Big Bang Theory. Yeah, and so they decide to rebel against the god, and murders ensue, and little kids get killed.
Oh, I'm sorry, I kind of laughed when, I don't know, that ugly kid got blown up.
And his helmet rolled down the steps. you know what, I wanted to mention it. Like, this movie... I don't know if they wanted us to be emotional about some of these deaths, but they didn't hit. At all.
No.
Like, they had no like emotional resonance with
me. We were supposed to care about this guy, even though he was just, I don't know, he like stole Jackson's handkerchief and was just, I don't know.
I guess because he's supposed to be a little like primitive monkey boy or something. We're supposed to like feel sad for him when he died.
Yeah. Well, he was the other guy's friend.
And he was the other guy's friend.
Yeah, but they didn't really get that
Kurt Russell's new son.
They were just kind of...
Yeah. But well, it was only 1 hour and 56 minutes.
What?
Only 1 hour and 56 minutes, so they had to kind of rush it in a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird how, like, rushed it felt at times, and how at times it felt like it was just dragging ass, you know?
Yeah, I didn't have an issue with it. No. I was good. I was good on the.
So you liked the movie?
I enjoyed the movie. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, I don't think it's like it, I actually enjoyed it enough that I want to go check out.
Oh.
The show was a show called something different, right? Stargate.
No, it's just Stargate.
And there was another Stargate Atlantis or something at one point.
Yeah, that was like a spinoff. That was. I don't think they were. I don't remember if they were like going at the same time for a little bit, but it was basically when the main show was
over. So what's Stargate SG-1?
That's the main show.
That's the main show. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you like the movie, you'll probably like the show. I think the show is. Well, I mean, it has a chance to like grow, so it really grows into something.
And that was MacGyver who played the.
Yeah.
Did he play the same role as Kurt Russell?
Yeah, he is Jack. O'Neill, he is that character.
Okay.
And then they have a different guy, I think it's Michael Shanks, plays Jackson. And
he's, okay.
At first he kind of plays it like Spader, but he like changes and becomes like his own person, you know?
Okay. Did they stay on the planet?
In the show?
No, on the movie. Did James Spader stay? Or did he go back?
Yeah, he stays.
Okay.
I think the idea is like, oh, I found my love here. I'm gonna just live here now.
Okay. That's another thing, you know. So, all the people died. Couldn't they have just put the where? So I was confused about where we were. Like, was the chamber that brought him back to life, was that on the ground or was it up in the ship and got blown up?
I think it was up in the ship.
Okay,
it was the Ra's thing. It was
Ra's regenerative chamber.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have just snuck all the Marines in there and brought them back to life.
Well, they didn't. They didn't. They forgot about them.
They forgot about them. They're like, oh, yeah, they're dead.
Maybe they remember, like, as soon as it blows up, it's like, oh, wait, shit, you could have used that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, so they used the bomb that they were originally going to use to blow up the portal.
Yeah.
Blow up the ship. So, I mean, the portal's still there. They go back. They return to Earth, and Jackson stays back with his wife.
Yeah. Yeah,
Good movie. Yeah. I do want to check out the show now. Check out the show.
Yeah.
I guess I would recommend it. 1994, it was pretty... I don't remember it at all. Like, in 1994, I was actually, like, an adult, like in my 20s, I believe.
Yeah.
But I don't remember this movie at all.
You don't remember like any ads for it?
The only thing I remember is the Star Trek, Stargate Atlantis. I remember like seeing ads for that in like comic books and stuff, but I just.
That was 2006 or something.
I don't know, man.
Or 2004 or something.
Who knows where I was? I had no, In 94, there was really no media for me. There was no, like, internet and didn't have cable.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just like...
So you used did you use the rabbit ears for their TV?
We didn't even... The only thing we did on TV was play, like, video games. We didn't even, like, have channels. We didn't watch...
Seriously?
Yeah, like, for, like...
You get channels with, like, an antenna.
Yeah, but we didn't, like, watch... At that time, we just didn't watch... Unless it was sports, we just didn't watch TV. It was a weird time of no, like, right? The internet was, like, just hitting, but it was still, like, priced out for, like, a normal person yet. It wasn't, like, every household.
Yeah.
And we just didn't have cable. And I was, like, living with a bunch of people, and it was just...
I see.
Yeah, it wasn't like a priority. Cable was not a priority, so I missed out on Stargate. Sorry to say, but we brought it back. We revisited it.
Yeah,
any it was real good. Good job. Anything else you want to bring up on this movie?
No, I don't know. Just, yeah, it was, I think my initial impressions from way back when I watched it first were kind of holding up. Well, I don't think I liked it as well as I used to, because it doesn't, yeah, it just feels like it's missing a bunch of things to make it, like, a great movie. I just wish it was more, like, there. I wish there was more, like, fun to it. I don't know.
Yeah, you were more a fan of the show.
Yeah, the show is a lot more fun, I guess.
Yeah. There's a couple things, like I said, I didn't understand how the Stargate worked. The tomb, I don't know if you remember when we're first introduced to Ra and he's coming out of his tomb. It reminded me of Across the Spider-Verse when, like, Spider-Man 2099 was coming down his thing, like, really slow. I was like, and they made it, he was like, man, that thing is really, do you remember in Spider-Verse when Spider-Man 2099 was coming down? He was coming down to meet Miles for the first time and his, like, computer setup was going, like, really slow down to meet them. That just reminded me of this when he was rising up. It was like, how long are we going to spend watching his his thing rise up?
Dude, he's a god. He has to make a dramatic entrance.
Yeah, he was making a dramatic entrance. And I didn't understand, like, I've never been in the military. I'm not leader of military men, but just, like, splitting up seemed like a bad idea to me. Like, hey, the three of us, let's go this way. You guys go that way. Like, I just don't understand the let's split up mentality. And they did that a couple of times.
Figured they were all safe because there was no one around.
Yeah, I guess. But even when Ra's guards were first attacking the guys in the pyramid, they were like, okay, you go this way and you go this way. And it's like,
yeah, but also that makes the Marines look pretty bad when they get taken out just by getting hit in the face. That means someone got close enough to hit them in the face. Like,
but there was like alien weaponry, though. They could have been silent.
Yeah, there was alien weaponry, but they just got hit in the face. They weren't shot. They were just smacked in the face. Like, come on. You're Marines. You're supposed to be like the best of the best. Oh, one thing I did like how Kurt Russell kills that one guy with like the teleporting thing.
Oh yeah.
Give my regards to King Tut, asshole.
Yeah, it smashed his head off. Yeah, that was great.
That's pretty good.
And another thing that bothered me. One last thing that bothered me was when they were like attacking, or the like villagers had the guns, and they were like about to save them, and they just started like shooting in the air, like, oh, like, why are you shooting in the air? Like, shoot at the people, like,
maybe
some lives.
They don't know how to aim very well.
They don't know how to aim, so they were just like, don't aim, don't shoot at the people, just shoot in the air.
Yeah, I mean, it's just maybe they were just like, all right, let's just make a lot of noise and commotion and.
Yeah, just make noise and commotion, not actually try and kill anybody.
But, like, did the other villagers know, or did they just die?
They sacrificed a lot of villagers.
Yeah, I don't think the other guys knew. I think they were just like, oh my god, what's happening? And then they started dying.
Oh, so, like, the few people playing this whole thing, and then you got everyone. That makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's that makes sense. Oh, maybe you guys should have, like, told people or made a better plan.
People wouldn't have showed up if they had told them. Like, hey, you might get shot by the alien ships.
Yeah.
I lied. One more thing to complain about. Like, why would they land the ships and get out and, like, walk towards the people? Like, stay up in the ships and keep shooting. Like, the aliens, like, landed, got out, and then everybody surrounded them. Like, why did they get out of the ships?
I don't know.
Anyway, okay. Backseat drivers, we are.
They got out of the ship so that they could be attacked by the people.
Oh, okay. That's why. Well, I enjoyed the movie. I recommend it for those who want to go back on a trip to October 28th, 1994. See what things are like. Makes you feel old, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Next week.
Another movie.
What's that?
Go see Kurt Russell in another movie.
What movie was that? Would that be?
No, Stargate.
Oh, Stargate. Oh. All right. Next week on Rewind, we'll be doing our first animated movie. It's going to be Batman Mask of the Phantasm, which is, believe is on an anniversary, right, Charlie?
I guess it is. I honestly don't remember.
All right. But there's a special edition that's coming out this month.
Yeah.
And we're going to check it out, watch it in 4K, see if it was as great as we remember it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And we'll have a list of problems we'll have with that movie also. I'm kidding. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time. See you next week on Rewind. See you, Charlie.
Yeah, see you. Bye.